Rusty Quill presents.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is Not Quite Dead, episode 24, The Apostate.
Left, just there.
Where?
So it's captain to choose.
What, down there?
Oui, did I speak in French or something? Just go.
It's not a road.
It was once.
We can't just drive across woodland because there was a road there once. That's not how it works.
Worried about there being traffic laws in the middle of fucking nowhere. What is the matter with you?
No, just, is it even going to be possible to drive through there? For real, how long has it been since...
Just go. There will be a route.
Right, fine. This isn't... I don't think we can go down here.
There was a track before. It has been a while.
How long is a while?
8 years, give or take. I don't know that Casperna's friends kept it very, very clear even then.
Right. So, that's just nearly 100 years then. Mate, do you know how fast trees grow?
You call me mate.
Yeah, I just... Never mind.
Stop here.
What? But...
Stop.
Jesus! You know, when I'm driving, if you yell, I assume something is going very wrong.
Right. You have eyes, senses, yes, you know it is fine.
Well, yeah, but...
But what? Always you are saying, Neige, Neige, I'm not a child, do not call me mon petit. And then you act like you're a newborn infant, blind and defenseless.
Hey, that's a bit...
How in the name of fuck am I supposed to take you seriously if you do not take yourself seriously, eh?
I do.
Buff.
Sorry. boff?
Oui, it means, like air, whatever. Like, you need to stop thinking so hard about these things and just get out of the fucking car.
Nej! Fucking idiot ancient vampire fuck with his stupid face and his hair.
What is wrong with my hair?
Nothing. Pretend you didn't hear that.
I... you know I did.
Yeah, but... you know what? Never mind.
Boff.
Sure. Boff.
Come on, then.
Where are we going?
To an house.
Out here? Are you sure? Doesn't look like...
It's burnt down in the, I want to say, 1910? But maybe a little before, maybe not, maybe a little after.
Oh, great, so it's not a house, it's the ruins of a house.
Yes.
Can we stay in a hotel or something after? I miss running water.
We will fix the water at home. This trip will also help with some of our, flow of cash issues. Was that the wrong phrase?
No. Just weird to call it home.
We do not have to.
No, it's fine.
In my experience, home is wherever you feel safe. Sometimes it is a place, a house. Sometimes it is a person. Sometimes it is a way of thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great. A fence that says keep out. Perfect.
Are you coming?
Yeah, sure. Why not at this point, you know?
Okay, you want to...
No, I'm fine. Let's go.
Oui. Good. Bats.
Yeah.
We're not far off. They've come from the house. I think they live in the ruins.
When did you last visit?
Oh, 1890 or so.
So how do you know about the bats?
That's the direction they came from. Can't you smell that?
What? No.
You can. Breathe. Do you smell it?
What? The forest.
The forest. Come on, breathe in. What do you smell?
Jesus. I don't know, Nej. Stuff?
Stuff? Puh. What is stuff? Come on, put in a little bit of effort. Pretend to give a shit, at least.
I don't know how to smell what direction bats came from. How the hell would I know how to do that?
You are overthinking it.
How can I be...
Shh. Close your eyes and breathe in deep. Just let it come. You see? You'll find a trail, none?
No. Not really. But... I don't know where the house is, so maybe that's...
No, see, breathe deep again. Tell me what you smell.
Well, I can smell the trees, the dirt, hot metal. The car.
Oui. And...
The bats, I guess. They're heading, not towards the car, sort of past there, arcing nearby, towards the road we came off. The fields, I think. And there's something else. It's almost metallic, but not quite. Like damp earth, almost. And a gas leak. And plants on a summer's day. What is that?
It's about to rain.
You can smell when it's about to rain?
So can you, Mon Roller.
I can. That's...
What else do you smell?
Something like dirt, but not dirt. It's coal?
Close. Old burned wood. That is the remains of the house.
There's other smells around there. Wood, but not trees. Rot, like rotting wood.
Well done.
I smell you, too. You're like a bright flame, but a cold flame. Like a flame caught in a shard of ice, like...
Okay, Mangala, that is enough.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure is the ruins of a house.
Let me just... Yeah. Yeah. Alfie, come on.
Wait.
What is it?
The bugs. I knew there were a lot of insects, but... There are thousands of them. Millions. More than there are people alive, I think.
Yes. And more in this forest than there are humans that have ever lived. It is raining. They are running for cover. Now, come on or we will be soaked through. The stairs have mostly gone. Jump down, it is safe.
Okay.
There is an old hurricane lamp around here somewhere. Et voilà!
What is this place?
Well, when I bought the place, it was mostly a gold store, but also the lord who lived here. There were some holding cells, and he had old criminals down here, you know, until the law could get to them. It was a different time, no?
Those bars down there, that's what that is.
Oui.
And the chains?
No. Those Casper installed himself. What do you smell?
Old books, damp, moss, stone, rust, something else too. I kind of recognise it, but I don't know from where. And there's blood, lots of layers of blood, but it's old, very old. Human and vampire and is that them, those things?
The half-maids, as you call them.
Casper, he didn't. He wouldn't.
No. He wouldn't. He brought them here to hold them and observe. Eventually, he would put them out of their... Well, is it a mystery if they have no perception of their own existence?
They don't?
Not as far as Casper could see. Of course, we did not have these fancy machines you have now, you know. Perhaps there was some spark of life in the brain, but Casper found one who had lost the back of his head. Only the very centre of the brain remained intact, and still it behaved the same as the ones who we saw who were entirely uninjured.
The brainstem. That's the bit they need. Like, rotten books.
Not all of them are rotten, see? Ah, my. I thought all of these would have been lost in the fire.
Oh, that's...
Moi, nu. Bitter and tout. I did love that robe. It was velvet. Now that would have been lost in the fire. Even if it hadn't been, velvet does not age well, tragically.
I didn't know he could draw.
He was an architect, of course he could draw.
But that's houses and shit, not...
Not erotic portraiture. Some skills are transferable.
Clearly. What's the difference between a house and a dick? After all...
Shut up a bit.
It's beautiful. No, I mean, the drawing.
Whatever you say. Yes, moving on. Let's see. Et voilà. This was what I was talking about. These are some of his études d'anatomie, how would you say?
Anatomy studies. This is a dissection. These drawings are immaculate. How many of these...
This one, his name was Charlie.
Charlie?
Oui, he lived some towns away. Casper... He had a friend, you see. It was part of the experimentation that was happening at the turn of the last century, you know. A medical pioneer.
A human or a vampire?
A vampire. I never met him. That was why I had to come to check.
So who was Charlie then?
He had consumption.
Tuberculosis. Yeah, I can see it in these drawings. They really are exceptionally detailed.
Casper and his friend met with him whilst he was alive. He agreed to let them study his remains on one condition.
What was the condition?
You see these marks here?
Bite marks? Charlie's condition was that he wanted to be bitten?
No. His condition was that Casper would kill him.
What the fuck? Why?
It was faster, painless, and, well, erotic. That was the other thing. The books have not fared well, but... Let me see. Excellent. All of them are still intact. Incredible. Look at this, mon ami. Du pâté de champagne. Perrier joué. Montcalair. You know, last year I hear at an auction some idiot was selling 1825 vintage for 10,000 euros, sacré bleu. This is 1812, oui. I know some people in Paris, they would buy this 50,000 euros. Aucun problème, voi? Montcalair.
The smell before, one I didn't recognize. It was formaldehyde.
Ah.
Duobus diabus posthumus. What does that mean?
2 after death. That is how he marks the specimens, by how many days after death he had preserved them.
Right. And these dark jars, is that...
your blood?
Casper! Oh my fuck.
He found the blood a better preservative.
Oh, it's his blood. It's him, that's his blood.
The blood is his, yes. Breathe, mon ami, breathe. What else do you smell?
Casper, and a human. This is a heart.
Oui.
God, it looks like it might have been cut out this morning.
It was a good preservative.
Yeah. Really, it's incredible.
I would trust you to say that. I throw an 100-year-old heart on the ground and you say it is incredible. I see what I saw in you.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
A memory of himself. When he still cared about things.
You mean he wasn't always the way he was?
Miserable. Oh, no, he was. But there was always something bright about him when he was working on this. Using blood as a preservative fed into his theory that we are not alive in a traditional sense. That we were corpses, balanced by something suspended in our blood. This was before the birth of virology. His work in this basement was pioneering, but he shared it with hardly anyone.
Why?
Caspar suspected it was a form of bacteria that could pilot a corpse. He studied the half-made most closely of all. He brought many of them here. He kept them in there.
The house burned down in the 1890s.
No. 1910. 1890s was when I last came here.
Did Casper set the fire?
He never told me, so I do not know for certain. But I suspect so. Yes.
Wait, what are you...
Tastes almost fresh. I had my doubts, but he was right. Sealed in airtight vessels, the blood never sours. Crap.
Wait, what are you... Nej... He's on your mouth.
Désolé. Do you want...
No! No, I don't want to.
It is just instinct. No shame, Morale, just instinct. Act on it or don't. No judgment either way.
Had some stranger's heart in it for like 100 fucking years.
Charlie's heart. No stranger. It was given willingly.
Yeah, but... No, I'm not lapping his blood off the floor. No, thank you.
Nobody said anything about lapping it off the ground like a dog, mon frère. You could taste it as I did, but if you want to lap, lap. Do not fear shame for your desires.
I don't want to.
Okay, bien. Hush, it is all right.
So much of his blood.
Ah, it has been here a long time, and it did not hurt him to give this. I was here when he filled this one. See, smell, see, it is old. It is very old. Breathe it. You see?
Yeah, it's almost dusty.
Oui, that's it. And you see the way that jar was sealed? Wax and animal fat.
Yeah.
Okay, bien, come on.
How many of these are there?
I don't know. I never asked how many.
But you visited him here?
Yes. It was a grand place, beautiful in the right light, though Caspar did not care for it well. He would have preferred a more modish residence, I think. Only he needed the basement space.
So that's why he bought this place?
Oh, he didn't. I did.
You? Why?
He needed somewhere to live. He was a lost lamb back then. I thought it would be good to get him out of mainland Europe. I've never been a fan of the States, especially not back then. I hate travelling by boat and it is simply too far to swim.
I'll say.
Oui.
So he kept half-maids here?
He did not make them, if that's what you are fretting about.
Where did he get them from?
I have connections. I made it known that if vampires should come across an off-mate or make one by accident, then we would take it for them, if it could be contained. If not, then...
Caspar Novotny, Vampire Avenger.
Oui, something like that.
So it wasn't all that mysterious why people came to him for help. Why it was him they reached out to when things were going wrong in York. He wasn't just the guy you went to when you had a problem. It was the half-mates. He was the guy you went to when you had this problem, specifically. And it's because of you.
Not because of me. I was trying to help.
Yeah, you seem to do a lot of that. Emphasis on trying. Why didn't he tell me about you, Nej?
I don't know.
What are you hiding from me? Don't look like that. I'm not stupid. I can tell there's things you're keeping from me.
What do you want me to say?
The truth.
Which part of it? I've been alive a long time. The truth has grown what can be contained in a conversation.
You're so full of shit.
Oh, is that what I'm full of?
When did you meet Cass?
Why does it matter?
It just does, okay?
It won't explain why he kept me from you. What relevance would I have had in your relationship, eh? What would it have meant?
It's not just you, it's this, all this. He didn't tell me about any of it.
He was trying to protect you.
Yeah, but in the end, I was dying anyway. All those days he sat with me and he was so fucking miserable about the fact that he was going to have to turn me. And he was so stressed about what was happening in York. He was so distant. I needed him there and he wasn't there. At first emotionally, but then just actually, literally gone. All I felt was that need for him to be there, and he just left. And I didn't know him at all.
It was a complicated thing.
So? I knew he was complicated. I knew he was a vampire, and I understood that meant he was different. Obviously, there's a lot I just didn't get, but there was a lot that I did. I was consenting to be turned myself. Informed fucking consent. He knew more than he let on about being a vampire and what it meant. He acted like there was this terrible weight to what was happening, and I thought there was no way for him to articulate it, but this stuff he could have told me about. Sure, there are some things you can't learn. You can only live them, but this he could have told me.
But he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have. That was not who he was.
Why?
It just wasn't.
When did you meet him?
If you ask Caspar, he would tell you it was summer. I had got news that a young vampire I had met almost 100 years before was trying to start a revolution. Revolution was very much in the air at the time. France had been having revolutions approximately every 5 minutes for a century, it seemed to me. In the East, Russia seems ripe to burst, but it would not for almost 50 years. A blink for me, but slow for humans, as you reminded me the other day. Time does seem so much slower when your life has only been so short as yours. Each moment makes up a greater percentage of your existence, I suppose.
50 years before the Russian Revolution. So, what, sometime in the 1870s?
1873, the year the Spanish Republic was born, and Tchaikovsky's The Tempest debuted. If you ask Caspar, he would tell you we met at a bar in Berlin in 1873.
Right. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
He had just killed his maker and abandoned his siblings. That is what he would tell you. Was when we met.
I'm not asking Caspar how you met. I'm asking you, Nej.
Ah, fine. 3 months before Antoinette came to Praha, I was passing through. I went to a bar. I saw a boy. A pretty boy. A smart boy. He was talking. He was lovely. It was interesting. At the end of the night, we walked out together. I leaned close. You know, the way you have seen me do. I kissed him. I drank from him. I left.
He was human. You met him when he was human.
He did not remember it. I did not see him again until after he had killed Antoinette.
Jesus.
It was strange. She was... That was how she was choosing them, in that she was not choosing them. The members of her little family... I was.
What do you...
She would smell my bites in their blood. She tracked them down. She bit them. She raised them wrong.
Fuck. Oh my God, You're the reason. You're the reason Cass was turned.
I drank from thousands of humans, Mokhala. She did not turn them all.
But did Caspar know?
Oui.
Is that... Is that why he left you? Because you told him?
He didn't leave. I left.
I
sought him out deliberately when I heard what he had done to Antoinette. It took months to find him, which back then was pretty fast. I followed him a little while. I watched him from a distance. He was trying not to kill, but he was making an ass of it. I didn't want to step in and commandeer him, but then one night I saw him with this girl. They were speaking together, laughing, as though he were human, as though they had made a real connection. Then, in the night, he killed her by accident. It was awful to see how it destroyed him. So I decided we should speak. I didn't intend to take him as a companion, and at first we were not like that. It was not like that. We spoke as friends and parted ways at the end of the night. Over the next few years, though, Gaspar began to garner a reputation which fascinated me. Twice he had drawn vampires far older than himself to put a stop to what he perceived as an injustice. It seemed in him was a real spirit of what Antoinette had claimed to strive for, a revolution amongst vampires, but not one that swayed to the whims of human politics, but might have a chance at reshaping our old way of life, the old structure by which we interacted with the human world. A chance to raise vampires from darkness and squalor and prove that we were just creatures the same as any other. The allure of his ideals was incredible to me. In my long years, I had only been so inspired on very few occasions. The next time we met was... well, it was far more passionate, shall we say.
But you didn't stay together.
You already know this.
Yeah, but why?
I've explained this already, too.
No, you haven't.
I have. You loved me. I loved him. So it ended.
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't it? You did meet him, didn't you?
Yeah, but he didn't. He
left. To save you.
Is that what he... Nej, what actually happened between you two?
This place, mon coeur. It is more than just his laboratory. It was his sanctuary and his prison. Every one of those poor things he held captive in that cell. He saw himself in them.
But he was nothing like them.
Not to you and I, no. He wasn't. But to himself, based on his studies, the thing that differentiated us was the blood. In them, they half-made, it didn't take. In us, it did. That was the only reason that they decayed and we did not.
But they're mindless, they don't think.
A vampire caught on the tides of the drive will also not think. You did not think when you killed that man.
But I should have.
Yes, but the point at which you should have thought was so as not to give me your blood beforehand. I am an ancient vampire. I can live on very little. This is why it is safe for me to feed you, ravenous little beastie that you have been. When you are new, the hunger is so raw. I do not remember it, not truly, but I have seen it in the eyes of many other new-made vampires. I know it hurts. I am sorry for the pain.
Does it?
Ah, désolé. I did not think of this when I broke the glass. You have not fed since last week. You must be in agony.
It's not so bad.
Liar.
Is there where we can... I think I need...
Oui, there is somewhere close by. We have some hours until the sunrise. There will be people we can use. What?
Use?
Better than killing them.
I guess.
Let's go, mon chaleur.
Yeah, I... Can I have a moment by myself?
Yes, of course.
Gaspar, I'm so sorry. We're going to come and find you, okay? You're so wrong about yourself, you know? You're not a bad thing. You're not. I wonder. The taste. Now I'm a vampire. I wonder. Different. Different to before. So different from Nej, but I can taste. Like the ghost of the flavour of him in all the honey and the warmth of Gaspar, a thin note of Nej's icy winter breeze. Like a cracked window in a sauna. He He drank Nezha's blood not long before he preserved this heart. I think that's what it means. Do I taste like him? Like Nezh, because I drink from him? Or like Cass, because he was the one who turned me? Anyone who bit me would know I tasted both of them. Fuck, that's so hot, though. Jesus Christ, why is that where my head... What is wrong with me?
We should go.
Nezh, don't even...
I did not hear it. Let's go.
Edited, produced and performed by Ayra Major under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution license. To support the show and get early access to new episodes, go to patreon.com/HangingSoulStudios. Live. Laugh. Bite.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.